I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syria's president may be regaining political clout in the Arab world, but it's not changing much for millions in need today. Nearly 90% of all households in Syria couldn't meet their basic needs last year. Historic earthquakes in February made things even worse. Fadi Shiraya with the MENA Leadership Center.
The needs are humongous. The country is really collapsing in terms of economy. They need to rebuild cities and Christian towns. Also, there's a need for trauma healing.
Over 1 million people in northwest Syria need mental health support. Reports say there are 24 psychologists in the area. MENA Leadership Center equips local Christian leaders to meet the needs of their communities. MLC's training primarily takes place online, but they could use your help to do in-person meetings in Syria. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Cry distributes Bibles and other Christian books around the world from their home base of Michigan. Now President Jason Wolford says they're looking to add a new distribution center in California.
We would be on each side of the United States and would just allow us to gather that much more material to get overseas and around the world.
Mission Cry collects Bibles and Christian literature donated by North American believers to send to places where those resources are harder to find. To have a second distribution center for this work, Mission Cry first needs a suitable property and building.
You know, we'll just keep praying and believing for land, for favor, for sponsorship of these containers that we have that are ready to go right now, and we'll see how God moves.
You can support Mission Cry through prayer, donations, and volunteering. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.